Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon and welcome. This is The Drive with Bob and Jeff. I'm Jeff Lutz. Jason Duda's in the chair next to mine, looking at his phone, just absolutely checked out of being here with me today. But I'm going to drag you out of the doldrums if it kills me today. Put your phone down and do the show.
I am
today.
Not in the doldrums. I'm just, I got stuff going on. I'm out of here.
Going on.
I am out of here tomorrow. I'm gone. Canada bound. See you later.
You know what you have going on?
Nope.
4 to 6, you're doing a radio show with one of the most polarizing personalities in Wichita radio history.
Oh, who's coming in?
Max.
Sweet!
Max Power, our producer, engineer. Quit it! It's going to be 70 in Canada, okay?
72, actually.
Throughout the country.
70 to 74 for the time we're
great.
There.
Great, and that helps you
should
now.
Be good.
How?
Hopefully it doesn't change. I just need a few more minutes.
Put the phone down. No one cares about the weather. No one cares about your vacation.
Nope.
You're in here to do a job.
And that's fantastic.
And be a professional.
And I'm okay with it. I am absolutely fine.
Sure?
I really am.
4 to 6.
I really, really am.
When are you leaving for Canada?
6:01 today.
6:01, right? So 4 to 6 is going to pass whether you're involved in it or not.
Exactly.
So you might as well be involved in it.
Whether I'm involved or not, I'm out of here.
Right.
Exactly.
So you might as well be involved in the show.
Fine.
Today.
I'll be involved in the show for
we
a few minutes.
We have a huge show.
No.
And I don't use that term lightly. It's loaded to bear. And I don't even know what that means.
I would like to hear exactly what loaded to bear in your
loaded to bear sounds like a phrase that was originated in Canada.
It probably was.
Some kind of gun and shooting a bear. That's a loaded to bear.
That's funny. I was talking to Dad yesterday. He was driving down south, and as we were talking, he goes, oh, there goes a black bear across the road, just like
and
that.
And he probably joked about shooting it. And
No. It's normal. Normal back home.
All right, let's get to the phones. For some reason, someone named Tyrone is calling. Not that that's an odd name, but we've just never had a Tyrone or the person Tyrone call our show. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're doing okay. What made you decide to call today?
I was wondering what you guys thought about the guy that was talking about Andy Reid, the Kansas City station guy.
Kevin Keatsman. We will get to that, Tyrone. Thank you for the call. I'm sure you didn't hear about that.
I heard something about it, but I don't know what
Kevin
was said.
Kevin Keatsman,
or
who's
what
on,
happened.
I think, 810, it might not be that station. But he's on the air in Kansas City, longtime radio personality up there, disparaging the, I don't know. It was really bad. I read it last night, and then today I listened to it after hearing about it, and it was as bad as everyone is saying it
like,
is.
Like, well, what do you mean as bad? Because I haven't seen
it,
haven't read it.
About,
so
I don't,
talk to
I don't
me
know
like
the
you're talking
context.
To people that haven't heard it.
Okay, there's a 26-second clip if you go to, like, Deadspin. I don't know what else is out there as far as the clips go, but I heard a 26-second clip. He's talking about Andy Reid's ability to, you know, how he likes to give people a second chance, and he'll bring back Tyreek Hill, and he'll take chances on these guys that have spotty histories, okay?
Gotcha.
And somewhere along that line, he says, Andy Reid is not able to fix people. You've seen it with the Chiefs, and you've seen it with his family. And, of course, he had a son who died by suicide. And that was the context. He said he can't fix people in his family, and he can't fix people with the Chiefs. The only thing he knows how to do is draw up football plays. More or less is what he said. And
wow.
It was awful.
That is awful.
It is
really
bad.
You want to talk about
the
Chiefs and stuff, you'd leave the family out of it, especially in a situation like that.
And then he tried to say I wasn't talking about his son.
Oh, come on. Yeah, if
He was.
Obviously, he was. I'm going to have to go and listen to this now.
It was as bad as it possibly could be.
Like, and this guy's been on the air for like a long time.
A long time. He's a well-known personality in Kansas City. I don't think a well-liked personality.
Well, it probably didn't help himself right there.
But he's got ownership stake in the station that he's on, so gray area about whether he'll be removed. He's supposed to read a statement today on his show, which is this afternoon at some point. Might even be going on right now. But yeah, it was a really, really ugly, bad, ridiculous thing to say. Well, coming from someone who says a lot of ridiculous things, but I wouldn't go there ever, and nor would anybody, I don't think. That's sociopathic behavior. Let's go back to the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Jason is up next on the drive. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guy. Jeff, are you okay? You sound kind of salty. You're kind of sounding like Bob there for a minute.
Well, I got to bring it. I can't just – when Bob is on the air, we balance each other out. When Jason Duda's starting the show looking at his phone and really disengaged, I feel like I now have to balance him out. And since he's at the lowest of the low, I got to be way up here. You know what I'm saying?
Jason, you can leave now. You'd be all right.
Why? What happened? Did Jeff say something?
Leave now, Jason.
Buddy, okay. Jason, trust me, it rolls right off me. I don't pay attention to what he says. Nothing goes home.
Thanks,
I sleep
Jason.
Just fine at night. It's all good, buddy.
Yeah,
no worries.
That's your shtick. Nothing matters. Everything's great.
When it comes to this stuff, yeah. Wow, whatever. Happy
no,
days.
I've never
Let's go.
I don't want to sound
Get
like
it on. Let's
but
go.
That's
Come on.
Your whole thing. Nothing matters. Yeah, I sleep fine.
What's
we
the
all
big
sleep
deal?
Fine.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you sleep fine all the time?
Pretty
did
much.
Did you sleep fine when you were waiting for Jason Eady to call you back or send you an email?
Why are you being rude about that?
Well, it seems like that's where this is going.
That's a mean
You're
thing
asking
to say.
Me a question.
Kevin Keatsman, I hear, is suspended.
Well, I would hope so.
And he's off the air today.
I'm honestly when I get home tonight, I'm going to pull this up because if that's where he was going with this, because I heard a couple bits and pieces on the radio really quick of just people saying that this guy brought in, said something about Andy Reid, and that's basically all I've heard about it. But, I mean, if he's going saying stuff like that about his family and can't
it's
get...
It's extremely mean.
It's a really low blow.
Yeah, it's weak.
Like, we banter in here and we give it to each other, but it's nothing low blows.
No.
Like, that's... Wow. I didn't realize that it went that far.
And it's surprising that he wasn't – and I don't know what the personnel situation there is, if he can just be fired because he does have ownership in the station. But come on. He doesn't need to be back on the air again. No one is ever going to believe him credible about anything ever again. It's over. That's it. You say something like that, you're done.
Well, if it's as bad as it sounds like,
it
it's
is.
Almost like he was looking just to – be done. Why would you say something like
know.
That to somebody like Andy Reid?
You feel bulletproof, I guess. I don't know.
The coach of your NFL franchise, and you're going to try to, what? What's he trying to accomplish? Is he trying to just be a big shot and I'm going to say this because I can? Like, what are you doing?
And there might be
what's
something.
The point?
And there might be something
they're
to
very
the football
well, they're
side of that.
Very well possibly could be, but you still don't go there with that.
Right.
You don't
leave
go
all
there.
That out of it. If you're talking about football, talk about football. That's all you can
and
talk about.
And you
want
to talk Tyreek Hill in the situation? Yeah. Because why? Because everybody in the country knows what's
and
going on.
And you can put that on Andy Reid if you want to. It's probably a little bit more slippery than that, Tyreek Hill.
You can't put that on Andy Reid. When Tyreek Hill goes home, Andy Reid does not follow
right,
all
but
his
he drafted
players.
Him. He was willing to stick his neck out for Tyreek Hill.
Well, true. I'll give you that. I'm not going to argue that point whatsoever.
So the football side of that is certainly worth a discussion. But when you start bringing in tragedy within someone's family, no. That's obviously way over the line, and Kevin Keatsman hopefully pays for that.
Well, it sounds like it started, but who knows how that'll end up. But I highly doubt it's going to be tough for him to go anywhere with the Chiefs and get an interview.
No.
Probably. I would think that'd be pretty difficult
or
right now.
Or any, I mean, just anybody.
Well, anybody in the sports world. I mean, your sports world, you got the Royals, and you got whoever's in Kansas City. They're going to know who this guy is. They probably knew him before. But after this, are you going to want, if he calls and says, hey, we want to set up an interview with, what's Keatsman? Was that his name?
Yes, Kevin Keatsman.
With Kevin Keatsman, I'm going to say no.
Of course.
If I'm a player or a coach up there right now, and for the length of time or however long I'm there, I would say no.
And he made it worse with his Twitter stuff last night. Holy hat, what's happening? Like, come on, just shut up. if you're not going to explicitly and clearly apologize, then we don't care what you have to say. And he had that chance, and he's reading like a pre-recorded statement on his show today, or they're running it because he's not on his show today. That's what I heard. I think that's happening. So he had his chance to make some kind of amends, and he blew it. And no, I don't think anyone cares at this point anything that he has to say. It's done. Like,
no,
it's
probably
over.
Not.
It's just over.
No, nobody does, especially Chiefs fans. They're just done with it.
Of course.
It's that easy because there's lots of media people out there.
And because
so you don't
Andy
follow
Reid
one.
Is an inherently likable person. There's
and
nothing not to like about Andy Reid.
No, exactly. Plus the fact that his football teams have been pretty good.
Usually, yeah.
They're usually pretty good. And look where he's got this team right now. They're one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl next year.
And he
year.
Made a decision regarding Kareem Hunt. They've made a decision to some degree regarding Tyreek Hill awaiting his meeting tomorrow with the NFL. So,
what do you think is going to come up with that? Do you think anything's...
He's going to be suspended.
They have to, don't they?
Yeah.
But how long is the question,
well,
I guess.
Well, 6 games seems to be a precedent for that kind of transgression for Tyreek Hill. So I wouldn't be surprised. But do the Chiefs then take him back for what basically is a third chance for him?
Well, considering they got rid of Hunt so quick, what do you do? I mean,
I don't know. They drafted a receiver, Hardman, I think is his name, out at Georgia, to try to take that spot.
Yeah, but he can't take that spot.
No.
Let's be honest. Like, it's not going to be the same. And I understand where you're going with it, and they've got some pieces that they might be able to plug in, but they're not going to be able to plug in the same guy Tyreek Hill is with some rookie.
Of course
it's just
not.
It's just not going to work.
But he's fast, and he can catch the ball, so we'll see. And he's got Patrick Mahomes thrown to him, which gives him a leg
well,
up already.
Well, it helps. No question about that. Absolutely helps.
All right, we're going to set up the show today?
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes in?
Well, let's go.
All right.
Because I know you're super excited about
it's
this.
Not really that, it's not really that about being excited. It's just about maybe finding some answers, you know?
Okay.
We're looking for answers. 425, the co-owner of Barleycorns, the man who booked Jason Edey to come to Wichita was responsible for making that happen, Kenny Ballinger from Barleycorns. We'll talk to him. We'll figure this out.
Are you going to try to get like front row? Are you going to talk to Kenny and see if you can get things figured out here?
I don't think there's a row.
Reserved.
It's a bar.
Well, I don't know.
I'll
Jason Edey's probably going to pack the place.
He better.
So you should probably get a standing reservation right now, shouldn't you?
No, I'll get tickets.
Are you
going
to go?
Of course.
Exactly.
Are you?
No.
Why?
Because you want me to go.
So,
and that's the
so
only
that,
reason
that's
why.
That's the hill you die on.
That's where I'm at now. I am on the peak of the hill, and I
either
look over
dead.
And go to Jason Edey and fall all the way through.
Or starve
or
to
just
death.
Just stay on the hill. Wait for it to rain.
But isn't that something, though? Here's a guy, oh, nothing matters, I sleep fine. A friend, and I think I could call myself that to you.
Yes, you could.
I think we're friends.
Yep, no
I
question.
Think we have a relatively close relationship. I want you to go see Jason Edey. It's like,
when
no.
is it?
August 17th. It's a Saturday.
Okay, well, I'm in.
10 days out.
Well, until then, August 7th. Let me check my calendar.
Yeah, I think you're open.
August 7th. What day is that?
It's a Saturday. I just said
I can't.
That.
That's taking away time from my kids, man. I don't know if
They'll
I can do
fine.
That.
They'll be fine.
Let me see if we got anything planned
right now. Your
kids
understand that you have a life.
If I have something planned right now, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
If there's something on the
Why
on the
would
calendar.
There be something planned for almost
we
2
have,
months from now?
We have stuff planned because, look at the stuff we got set up for the kids going into the end of July. August.
August 17th.
Even August, we got stuff for them.
Well, let's hear it. August 17th. It's a Saturday. Shouldn't take you that
what
long.
What time?
8, 9? I don't know.
Oh, Avery's got piano, so we'll have to see.
Piano. She has a 9 p.m. piano lesson.
Nah, it's at 2:30, so.
Yeah, I think you can make it.
Well,
why don't we get a little dinner?
It's
we go
a long
to,
drive home.
We can go to Playa Azul and then head over to the Edey show. What do you think?
Oh, man. Okay, as of right now, I'm in.
Okay.
As of right now, I'll go.
Okay, good.
But I can't promise I'm going to show up.
Yeah,
but
should.
As of right now, I'll go.
At 4:45 today, we'll talk with Paul Solentrop.
I like Paul.
From Wichita State Strategic Communications. He'll talk a lot about UConn leaving the American Conference. We've done that from a national perspective, and yesterday also from a UConn perspective. We'll talk to Paul about what that means for Wichita State. Wichita State also signed a new recruit. 6'10 forward out of France, whose name I don't have in front of me, but to replace Teddy Allen, who was dismissed. They turned around and just a few days later secured a big man who had offers from Pitt and Wake Forest. I think K-State might have offered him at one point. So a big get for Greg Marshall and the Shockers.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it should be good. Teddy Allen, we knew that was coming. We talked about that in the show when it happened. We said we'd give it time, but you knew something was... The kid didn't play last year, and then this, no.
Well, he didn't play last year because he was redshirted.
Exactly. But
after
didn't
transfer.
Play, and then you get into the... No, you
just
knew,
not worth
you
the
knew
trouble.
It's not worth the trouble. I think they made the right call. I don't know the ins and outs. I'm not going to pretend I do. But just, I think they probably made the right decision.
In a bit of trivia that only interests me, probably, that's now two players named Allen who have transferred to Wichita State, sat out for a year, and then never played. About 4 or 5 years ago, they had a kid named Peyton Allen who transferred from Texas A&M, sat out for a year, and then left the program after that. So no more guys named Allen
obviously
coming to Wichita State.
That only makes sense.
It's not going to work out.
It's not going to. Don't even think it's going to.
We have now a sample size of two, and we can say definitively, just don't bring any more guys named Allen in.
Coach Marshall, I know you're listening because you're really interested in what Jeff and I have to say about this sort of thing, but no Allens. No Allens, and you'll be fine. You won't have any headaches when it comes to that.
Sounds like it.
I mean, did we just not help him out right there?
I think we did.
I think we really did. I think he's probably grateful.
Teddy, Peyton, bye-bye. No more.
Allens, bye-bye. See you later.
You know they probably thought before signing Teddy that's like, oh, we had a Peyton Allen, and he left. Are you sure? And they said, yeah, we're sure. It's
we probably, should probably give
probably
it another
nothing to do with the name, total coincidence. And now that it's happened again, you got to just cut it
see,
off.
See, what happens when you give a second chance?
See?
See? Second chances come back to bite you sometimes.
525, instead of stumping Jason Duda with time to play the game.
Well, I'm sure we'll have time.
We could.
We might have time.
We'll play a World Series of Faceoff qualifier. This will be, I believe, the 25th entry into our field. So we have 75%, right? 8, 16, 20,
yeah. Good job. Good job.
Is that
24
three out of four?
Is 75%.
Okay, good. 75%. Three
or
fourths.
Or three quarters of the total.
Yeah. And at 5:40, we'll talk with the purple and black general manager. That's the K-State alumni team coming to Wichita to play in the basketball tournament. He's also playing on the team. DJ Johnson, former K-Stater.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what he has to say about his squad.
That's a good show, right?
I think you did a good job so far today.
We're covering a lot of bases.
Well, we usually do sometimes, once in a while.
Occasionally.
It happens.
We always do.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
And you can join us at 869-1240. That is the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. You're getting ready to go to Canada. Let's talk about that because your mind is anywhere but right here in this lush studio.
Yeah, I got to cut the grass tonight. I got to get that done.
I thought
done.
You were leaving at 6:01.
No, I'm leaving here at 6:01 to go home to finish up tonight.
Is.
We're leaving tomorrow morning to go to Kansas City. So we're going to Kansas City tomorrow. We'll kind of spend the afternoon, the day. KC, we leave at 6:40. Thursday morning out of Kansas City, fly to Seattle, and then got a little puddle jumper over to Victoria.
Is that what they
be
call
there
it?
At winter, yeah, because it's only like 40 minutes, so it's a small little plane. It's not a very long flight.
Does that scare you? Because that would scare me.
No, not really.
A little one of those.
The one that scared me before we flew into Vancouver and then took it over, and that's like an 18-minute flight. So basically,
you're up and down.
You're just, they just pile you in. There's no drink cart. There's no nothing. Because once you get in and strapped in and you get up, then you're coming down already.
That one was a little tight.
That was a small plane. People just jam-packed in there way you went. So that one was a little different. We get in at 1:30, get the car. It's about an hour, 45-minute drive. We'll stop at Tim Hortons on the way.
Some Timbits?
Oh, the cooler bits are the best.
No, the Timbits are better.
No, they're all good. So usually we stop at this one little Tim Hortons on the way, and we buy basically all their Timbits that they have left in the thing to take them out for a few days. And then we'll get settled.
What flavors do the Timbits come in? They have strawberry. They have like
there's strawberry. Then there's your original. Then chocolate.
Of course, those are incredible.
And then there's like a cake one too.
Yes,
they do a cake one as well.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Dr. Earl, hey sir.
Good day, eh?
What's
that? This show, you know, Bob always touts journalism in that. I sent you a pretty good story on the Tyreek Hill
by a highly
respected journalist that. According to every bit of facts out there, that Tyreek Hill really didn't do what he's accused of doing. In fact, his girlfriend did, and their family has been trying to extort him. So as we're in this age of, you know, someone's always guilty first and ask questions later, as this reporter in Kansas City, not reporter, talking head, the varmint that he is, having lived there, I know his varmintous ways, as he's throwing shade, you know, it kind of helps to have all the facts. It's real easy after hearing the recording of Tyreek Hill to think he's a crumb snatcher, and I would fall on that myself. But it's so important, honestly, as we would all like to have the facts reflect the opinion of people. And Tyreek Hill didn't break the kid's arm, and this is a lot to do about nothing other than the fact that that poor child is in a terrible family situation, and that the NFL gets a black eye with another name associated with violence. That's why he's getting suspended for nothing other than marrying a woman that he beat and went to jail for, but then her and her family trying to extort him after the fact. So it's good to know all the facts of a situation before we start throwing shovels of dirt on people.
Well, it's true.
That's
true.
There are some journalists still out there.
But thanks, Dr. Earl. We've got to go to a break here.
Absolutely, very true. The problem, like you said, is everyone just jumps to conclusion, oh, he did it.
All right, let's get to one more call. I don't mean to move on from Earl that quickly, but I want to get Mike in before a break. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
The quick question I had is, how come when Jason Duda has something to do with his child, Jeff made a big old stink about it, but when Jeff's got something to do with his child on Sundays, you know, it's family day, he gets all, oh, I got to have my family day, but when Judah's got to do it, oh,
because,
come on, dude, the kid
because
will
there's a double standard. There's one standard for me, and there's a standard, Mike, for everyone else. How have you figured that out by now?
That's why, Mike, I say, yeah, I'll go, and then I'll decide later, because chances of me going are about zero. But there is a chance.
Thanks, Mike.
I just thought I'd ask. Have a good day, guys.
Appreciate it. And remember,
smart man, that Mike. Smart
I'm
man.
The guy, I say this with pride now, apparently. I'm the guy who skipped Aaron's spelling bee to go see Cedric the Entertainer in Dallas.
Yes, we know.
And I would have made that choice, sorry, 100 times out of 100.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's a tough one.
Get to break Max as quick as you can.
Well, she gets it. Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk to the co-owner of Barleycorns, Kenny Ballinger. He booked Jason Eady to come to Wichita. We're thankful, and we want to figure out what's going on with Jason. How do you communicate with this man? Stay with us. Jason Duda, Jeff Lutz. It's The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.